Facade of the Passion. Are you outside the church in front of the Facade of the Passion now? Then let's start the commentary. But first, find a place from which you can view the whole facade. Look, over there, by the scale model of the church. That's a good place. The building of this facade began almost 30 years after Gaudi's death. Fortunately, the architect left his project well underway when he died, and thanks to this, his followers were able to faithfully complete their master's plan. After the Civil War and during the early years of the Franco dictatorship, work on the basilica practically came to a standstill due to a lack of money and interest. Even Gaudi himself, who was a Catalanist, was strongly criticized and ridiculed by intellectuals aligned with sympathizers of the Franco regime, such as Eugenio Dors. Recognition of both the man and his work came from countries as far away as Japan or the United States, so in the 1950s it was decided to begin work on the Sagrada Familia once again. In 1954, the first stone of this facade was laid. However, work did not really begin until 3 years later, under the direction of the architect Francesco de Paolo Quintana, a disciple of Gaudi who had spent the years until then restoring the crypt and the scale models of the church, which had been damaged during the Civil War. The dedication of Quintana and his assistants to Gaudi and the Sagrada Familia was such that they refused a wage for their work, because at that time the church was going through one of its most severe financial crises.